it's easy for me to stand here and go into all sorts of doctrines. The question is, what are the effect of these things on my life? Do I actually walk them out?
Welcome to the Strength in Truth podcast. Are you genuine? Does your talk match your walk? Listen on to a Bible study given at Bethel, Strict Baptist Chapel, South Chard, England, on Sunday, the 14th of January, 2024.
This afternoon, I would like us for a few moments to consider verse 20 of Matthew 7. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. So what is Jesus teaching here? Well, it's easy to sound religious. It's easy to make a profession of religion. It's easy to talk the talk, but much harder to walk out what we say we believe. And it's easy for me to stand here and say all sorts of things about the Bible and to go into all sorts of doctrines, you know, just speaking about them. But the question is, what are the effect of these things on my life? What impact, what effect do they have? Do I actually walk them out? I recently met a girl who professed to be a Christian, and we talked a lot, and we were talking about spiritual things and talking about the scriptures, and we were getting on very well. All I knew about her was the things that she told me. But something happened, something that she did, and suddenly it became apparent to me that what I thought she was like was not really what she was like. And I'd been going by what she said about herself, but actually her life was very different to what I thought it was. And so we see here that it's not about our talk. It's not about what we, a profession is nothing if it's just words. It's easy to say you're a Christian, but it can't just be that on its own. There must be a walking it out in your life. And that really is the teaching here that Jesus is given. By their fruits ye shall know them. And this verse in chapter 7 comes as part of the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus has been, if we look at the preceding chapters, Jesus has been teaching, and then he comes to this point where he says in verse 15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. He's speaking here about false prophets, and they appear to be one of the flock. They appear to be just like any other Christian. There's nothing, they don't seem to be any different. They sound the same. They don't care for the flock. They're inwardly, they're ravening wolves. What does a wolf do? It's a predator, isn't it? If a pack of wolves were let loose on sheep, they would tear them to bits. And so these false prophets, these false preachers here that Jesus talks of, they have no care for the sheep. They just care about themselves. But they don't look any different. And Jesus is saying, well, you'll know these people because of their fruits. What do their lives look like? What is the effect of their ministry? And then he asks the question, do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? And it might seem like an obvious question. You don't get grapes on a thorn bush, and you don't get figs from thistles. And so we can get quite confused with this. But you see, a thorn bush is never going to grow fruit. You're never going to get grapes from thistles. But you do get grapes from a vine. And so the unconverted sinner is like the thorn bush. It's like the thistles. No good just remaining in that state. The reason why it doesn't grow fruit is because it can't. It needs to. You need a different plant. And so the Lord needs to plant that seed. He needs to plant that seed. And it's from the Lord regenerating a sinner that good tree appears. Sometimes we can look at our lives and think, well, if we were a Christian, we wouldn't do this and we wouldn't do that. And we can almost think that if we try a bit harder to produce fruit in our lives, then that will make us a Christian. Now, of course, we shouldn't just say, oh, well, I'm not a Christian, so I'm not going to try to obey God. But the point is that you need God to convert a person, to plant that new plant which will produce fruit in order for fruit to appear. And so we shouldn't be looking to try and grow our own fruit when we need to be regenerated by the Lord. And it's the Lord, it's the regenerated heart that produces fruit. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. And so it's only the good tree that the Lord plants, the seed that the Lord plants, which the tree can grow from, which fruit can grow from. And what is the fruit? Now, there's many different fruits, or fruit that's mentioned in the Bible as being the good works of the believer, which flow from the Lord's work in a sinner's heart. But just to look at one now, and that is repentance. Repentance. Now, we might look at the fruits of David's life, and we might say, well, by their fruits ye shall know them. And what about when David committed adultery and murder? He had Uriah killed, and so really he murdered him. And then we might think about Judas Iscariot, and he was a thief and a robber, and really, just outwardly looking at their lives from the fruit in when they were doing those things, we might say, well, what's the difference? Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces and he was a thief. David was an adulterer and a murderer. And we could argue all day about which of those were worse. From just that outward view of their lives, we would almost see no difference from them. But with Judas, there was no repentance. David repented of his sins and he turned from them. The Lord gave him repentance. And so the true believer, and in as we see in David's life, he did fall into sin, but he didn't remain that way. He turned from it and he turned to the Lord and he turned away from those sins. And what sorrow and distress he had because of those sins, and how he mourned because of what he'd done. And he returned to the Lord. And so we see that difference, and we see there that fruit of repentance which the Lord gave David, and which came from a regenerated heart. And really, just as a plant can't grow of itself and can't produce fruit of itself, you know, it needs the sun, it needs water. These are all things which a plant needs to live and to grow and to bear fruit, but it can't. They're not things that it itself can produce. They're outside of the plant. And so the believer can only produce fruit, and will only produce fruit, as they are abiding in the Lord, as they're looking to the Lord, and as they're close to the Lord. And Jesus says this in John 15 and verse 4, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." It's only as the believer abides in the Lord that they produce fruit, and without him, they can't do anything. Their life would be unfruitful. And so Jesus is the vine, and he is the life giver, and it is in him that life is, and he gives life, and he produces life in a believer, in their soul, and produces the fruit in their life. And all the glory is to him and not to the believer themselves.
Thanks for joining us today. Look out for the next episode soon. And remember to subscribe, like, or follow the podcast to get notified each time a new episode is uploaded. And if you're enjoying the podcast, then consider sharing it with your family and friends. That's all for this episode. So until next time, goodbye.